WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey, loves, it's your girl Sienna Cruz here, and welcome back to Relationship Goals. You know, I was thinking about relationships the other day, and it hit me. Sometimes we get so caught up in being together that we forget about the power of individuality. It's like two trees growing side by side, but if they don't have their own space to reach for the sun, they can start to crowd each other out. And trust me, nobody wants a relationship that feels more like a tangled mess than a beautiful partnership. Today, we're diving into the super important topic of fostering independence within your relationship. Ever felt like you were losing yourself in a partnership? Like your own passions and dreams were taking a backseat to someone else's? I totally get it. It happens to the best of us. But guess what? We can break free from that cycle and create a dynamic where both individuals thrive while still being rock solidly together. Now, let's get down to brass tacks. Here are 5 key takeaways that will help you cultivate that healthy independence. 1. Embrace your own hobbies and interests. It's like oxygen for your soul, babe. Remember what made you tick before you even met your partner? Those passions are still there, waiting to be reignited. Whether it's painting, hiking, writing poetry, or mastering the art of karaoke, make time for the things that light you up. 2. Nurture your individual social circles. You don't have to ditch your friends just because you're in a relationship. Keep those friendships alive and thriving. It provides you with different perspectives, fresh energy, and a support system outside of your romantic partnership. Think about it. Wouldn't it be boring if you only ever talked about relationships all the time? 3. Communicate your needs clearly. This is non-negotiable. Don't expect your partner to read your mind. Tell them what you need, whether it's some alone time, a night out with friends, or simply space to pursue a project that excites you. And when they share their needs, listen attentively and try to understand their perspective. Remember, communication is the secret sauce to any successful relationship. 4. Celebrate each other's successes. This isn't about keeping score or creating competition, but about genuine appreciation. When your partner achieves something amazing, be their biggest cheerleader. And don't forget to let them know how proud you are of their growth and accomplishments. It strengthens the bond and creates a positive environment for both individuals to flourish. 5. Recognize that you are both on your own journeys. We're all works in progress, constantly evolving and learning. Embrace that about yourselves and your partner. Encourage each other's personal growth, even if it means taking different paths at times. Remember, love isn't about being two halves of the same whole, it's about two complete individuals choosing to create something beautiful together. Okay, picture this. Sarah and Mark have been dating for a while, but lately they've been feeling suffocated. They spend all their time together, constantly talking about each other's lives, with little space for individual pursuits. Mark loves playing guitar, but he hasn't touched it in months because Sarah prefers watching movies together. Sarah misses her weekly boat club meetings, but feels guilty about leaving Mark alone at home. Sound familiar? This is a classic case of independence being lost in the shuffle. But here's the good news. They can totally turn things around. Mark could dedicate an hour every evening to practicing his guitar, and Sarah could join her book club again. They can still spend quality time together, but now they'll have fresh perspectives and exciting stories to share. Think about it, wouldn't that make their conversations even more interesting? So remember, love thrives when individuals are allowed to bloom. It's about finding that sweet spot where two lives intertwine beautifully while respecting each other's unique journeys. Remember, you deserve a relationship where you feel supported, loved, and empowered to be your authentic self. Don't settle for anything less. And hey, if you found this episode helpful, spread the love. Share it with your friends, leave a review, or join the conversation on social media using #relationshipgoals. Let's keep the dialogue going and build stronger relationships together. See you in the next episode.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.